Hi there, welcome to lesson two. Is it your karma or is it their karma? Knowing when to hold on and when to let go. You know, I think it's pretty clear from the outside looking in when we're looking at people and we see that there's something karmic happening. I think it's very clear when you can see, oh, I see what's happening. I can understand this. But I think what's important is that we don't take on someone else's karma and we don't try and be involved in something that really has nothing to do with us. Now, when it comes to our own karma, you know, here's how I know. I'm going to give you my analogy on karma. When something's happening to me and I can't see the immediate cause and effect, that's typically when I know that this is something karma related. So let me give you an example. If I am mopping and I hit the mop bucket, you know, I walk back into it and the mop bucket spills over, I can see the cause and effect. I hit the mop bucket with my leg and so it spilled over. Is that karma? No, that's cause and effect. That's what happened. It happened, I saw it happen. If I'm mopping and the mop bucket happens to get knocked over on its own, or the dog knocks it over, or something that maybe doesn't necessarily make sense, I think, that is karma. And then I go into that situation and I look at the situation. I'm like, well, now I have water all over my floor. I have a bigger mess to clean up. I have a more difficult situation that I have to struggle with and to deal with to clean up. So where in my own life did I make a mess for someone else and leave them holding the bag? That's kind of how I look at karma. So if something happens and it's like completely out of the blue, completely doesn't make any sense, I can't see where cause and effect is in this. Like, listen, if you steal a truck and you go to jail, that's not karma. That's cause and effect. If you go to jail and you get accused for stealing a truck and you didn't do it, but they're able to prove that you did, that's karma. And there's a lot of people right now that are in jail from either a past life karma or some major. And karma has levels. There are like little baby karma lessons and giant big karmic lessons. And you see some of those people, you hear about them and you're like, you're not supposed to be in jail. That person's totally innocent. What is the karma from a previous lifetime? Maybe they held someone in jail. Maybe they hold their own soul in jail. Whatever that karmic lesson is, the biggest thing is to remember when karma is happening to someone else, and oftentimes we're able to see it from the outside looking in, do not get involved. You should not rescue someone from karma. You should not interrupt someone's karma, and you should not try and take on someone's karma for yourself, because we have a lot of rescuers here. We have a lot of healers here. And it's different if someone comes to you and say, hey, I really messed up. Could you help me through this? Sure. You're coming to me. You're asking me for my help. I never give someone a reading unless they ask me for it. I am not the medium that's just going to walk up to people and be like, hey, your dad says this and your mom says this. Even when I was filming Mom's a Medium, and what you weren't seeing behind the scenes, it was I would either ask someone and say, could I give you a reading? Or they had requested through sending a message through to the production company that they wanted a reading. I am not messing with other people's karma. That's just not my MO. But I can recognize when karma is happening to me. And here's the thing. When something happens and someone's like, oh, it's just karma, they say it like they're still a victim, like they didn't do anything wrong. Listen, man, you got to take accountability for whether it was something that you did in a past lifetime or whether it's something that you did in this lifetime. You have to know when this is karma, and you have to accept it. You have to be grateful for it because it's teaching you something. We're all here to learn life lessons. If everybody was good, what would you learn? So you have to be grateful for it and you have to understand it. And there's good karma too. There's good karma. We're going to talk about that next. Good karma versus bad karma. I'll see you in the next lesson.